And now let's talk to somebody who happily does not have a fight or a dog in the new fights on Capitol Hill, but has a lot of thoughts about the GOP's best approach to the next 2 years. Tom Davis is a veteran former congressman from Virginia who now works for Deloitte & Touche and is a chairman of the board of trustees at George Mason University. Congressman Davis, welcome.
Well, thanks for having me.
So we could dream, right, Tom? I mean, you would have how much seniority if you'd stayed in the Congress at this point?
Well, I'd had 20 years, but then I'd still have to be in Congress. So it's a trade-off. Look, the place is pretty dysfunctional right now. I'm in a better place. I served my time, I like to say.
Of course.
And it's time to move on sometimes. Some of these people, they get something called Potomac fever, where they have to be in Washington and got to be. I mean, the only cure for Potomac fever is embalming fluid.
Well, if you were in Congress right now, what is it like when all of a sudden, you know, the planets align and the House and the Senate are in one party and it happens to be your party? What's that feel like?
Well, it's exciting. You look for a gavel if you have some seniority. Then you'd look for an agenda that you can do with the gavel. You know, you get the subpoena power, try to write some legislation, and then you figure out how can I get it through the House? What's my Senate strategy? How do I get it signed into law? And you try to improve the country. It's exciting being in the majority, in the House in particular, because you'll at least under your committee assignments be able to drive some issues.
And let's talk about some of those issues. John Boehner and Mitch McConnell penned a Wall Street Journal op-ed today talking about the Keystone Pipeline, talking about a 40-hour work week, talking about, improving productivity in the U.S. I think they were a little bit dodgy about what they want to do about Obamacare. What did you make of their agenda, and what do you think you would suggest as an agenda for the GOP over the next 2 years?
Well, look, I think the Republicans are going to have to put some bills on the president's desk and force a conversation. They also have, because of control of the Senate, they're going to have control over appointees to various boards, commissions, and executive agencies. If the president wants to get his team in place, it's going to force a conversation. I remind people that we got a balanced budget. It took us three times. We got welfare reform. The president vetoed it the first two times, but we kept talking. We kept the conversation going. That was President Clinton. I'm not sure President Obama has the same point of view at this point. I don't know if he will evolve. I think those are unknowns, but I do know that both Mitch McConnell and John Boehner, were part of leadership at the time we got these things done. They are strong institutionalists, and I think they're ready to play.
Well, you know, certainly Bill Clinton, in the midst of impeachment, had a little legacy fever there in the last 2 years. I don't know what Obama's thought process is right now, but it sounds like you're saying that the veto is in some ways a better way to force a conversation and to force some compromises and to get quality legislation than maybe the, you know, sit around the White House and eat hors d'oeuvres and negotiate kind of idea.
Well, I think, look, sometimes you have to go through the veto process because members are going to want to have their hardline vote to take back to their constituents. And the president's going to want to have his veto to show he's not getting pushed around. There are a lot of issues that can play both ways if these folks don't learn how to play nice with each other. And so far, they have not found a rhythm for governing. And the president has had Harry Reid to kind of insulate him from the vetoes over the last several years. This time, I think he's going to get some bills on his desk he's not going to like. And the question he's going to have to face is, how do I deal with this? Can we sit down and work some compromises? But it may well be that you go through some vetoes along the way, and the House and Senate send him some legislation he's not happy with, but it can force a conversation and some compromises.
But it sounds like you would advise not leading with the executive order strategy at this point.
I think you sit down and you try to do some easy things first. Keystone Pipeline should be pretty easy. He's going to get that on his desk. If he wants to veto that, I think that will set a tone. But I would be up there looking at getting something he can sign. They've got a debt ceiling coming up. This used to be a pretty easy lift. I don't think he'll get a clean debt ceiling at this point. I think they're going to put some attachments on his desk and dare him to veto that, because that would that jeopardizes our whole financial system. The problem on immigration is there's a ticking clock. because once the Republican presidential primaries get into full swing, you're going to see public opinion among Republican primary voters, I think, swing hard right and make it difficult for a lot of these members from safe seats where their only race is their primary election, difficult to support legislation.
So you walked away from what you told me one time was Potomac fever. What's the only cure for that?
Embalming fluid.
All right. Well, Congressman Tom Davis, let's see how much of the agenda you talked about with us gets set in this Congress with Mitch McConnell and John Boehner. Congressman Tom Davis, thanks so much.
Well, thanks. Let me just say one thing. The sure. good news for me is I was able to leave Congress undefeated and unindicted. And these days, you're lucky to do that.
That's a good obit for you, I'd say, exactly. At this point. Yeah. Thanks so much.
Thanks for having me. Thanks.
Yeah, bye.